Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading is from Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In our text, Jesus repeatedly rejects a woman in great need, with great trial and tribulation, both her and her daughter. How can the Son of God, who loved us so much that he came to suffer and die for us, be so seemingly cold? It's flat out strange. And that is precisely the point. Jesus was doing his strange, foreign, or alien work, which is, in a fallen world, painful, but necessary, before he could shower love and forgiveness. This is his teaching of the law, and it hurts. Jesus heals when, where, and how he would, according to his perfect wisdom. And his wisdom is often well beyond our understanding. And so it is in perfect wisdom. Jesus knew what words she, the disciples, and also we need to hear, even though they were terribly hard or even heartbreaking. It is not for us to rationalize, but only trust that he who is love incarnate was not being cold, but rather loving, even in his dealing with this woman, loving for her disciples' sake, and ours. In spite of what our reason and our senses tell us, Jesus was drawing her ever more closely to himself as he humbled her and tested her faith as only Jesus can. Jesus, therefore, teaches that in spite of the woman's miserable state, she had no inherent right to come before him. With this, his alien work of using a law which says there is no one righteous, no, not one, Jesus teaches in unmistakable terms how to come before him and plead for mercy. For mercy is not given to those who have pride, rights, or merit. So come humbly, with no pretensions or false notions, but come indeed, persistently and with faith. No matter how beyond our understanding, no matter how much we might shake our heads, none of us, no one has the right to stand before God and make demands, much less question his decisions or say, "God is not fair." This woman could have responded so. "Fair? You want fair?" the father asks. "Look at the derelict on the cross. Look at this. This is my sinless beloved Son given for you. Now talk to me about fair. The woman acknowledges she is but a dog, with only her miserable status in hand. Yet she was bold to cling to Jesus and hold him to the promises of his word that he is indeed a merciful and loving Lord. This recognition of her unworthiness was necessary for receiving God's mercy, grace, and love. Without humility, we will not see his greater love, far greater than any temporal healing, in the giving of his Son for our forgiveness and eternal life. Luther, according to his definition, would call this woman, perhaps, a theologian. He says, trials or tentatio, meditation or meditatio in the Latin, and prayer, oratio, those three, tentatio, meditatio, and oratio, make a theologian. You see, it's our sinful nature to be proud, our flesh's desire to believe that we are entitled to joy and happiness. This woman, however, teaches us we have no claim on Jesus, no matter what our portion in this life, yet he is merciful, benevolent, generous, and loving. His word promises this. So in your suffering, in your tentatio, cling to his word in meditatio, and act on his invitation to prayer and supplication, oratio. How many of us would have said, you certainly are not who I thought you were, Jesus. How can you not be merciful to me and my poor daughter? We could have likely cursed and walked away, but not this woman, because she knew who Jesus truly was. And in faith, she clung to her promises and in her need continued her supplication. And now Jesus says to us, if I must in my alien work treat this pitiful woman in this way to draw her eyes away from any self-righteousness, trust me also when you at times come to me and feel like a dog. I must do my alien work so that you too confess your emptiness and unworthiness and only then receive from my gracious hand. Only then is my strength made perfect in your weakness. When you are weak and suffering, come to me, beg of me, and in your distress, cling to the promises of my mercy, particularly a mercy in the forgiveness of all of your sins. And my blood bought victory over death and the devil. When your petitions recognize that you are a dog, only begging for a crumb, the petition has infinite worth, and the petitioner to Jesus becomes far more than a theologian. The petitioner becomes a child of God and an heir of paradise. So when the Lord sees it necessary to humble us, to hide his loving heart, he is doing so out of love for our eternal good. This Canaanite woman had to be tested literally here that she was a heathen before she might receive true citizenship in heaven. Then the Lord expresses his great joy over her faith and her salvation. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Of course, more important in the text than the woman is our Lord himself. And so with those saints who have gone before us, we remember his immense burden borne for us. As you pray in the midst of your suffering, when the heart is bruised, the soul suffers, all is dark, and the Lord's mercies seem cut off, look at his burden to redeem you. He knows tentatio. He knows suffering. Fall down before him. Pray without ceasing. This is his loving, perfect will for you, as it was for this woman. For only in humble hearts does faith take root and grow. So pray that the Lord not give us over to our impatience and eventually our unbelief while being humbled, but pray that we might be purified through our trials and strengthened in faith, clinging to the promises of his word of love, forgiveness, and life in his suffering and death in our place, to the praise of his glorious name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.